From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Performance funding in public higher education doesn't do much to keep students enrolled or boost graduation rates. A study co-authored by a Florida State University researcher shows little difference in outcomes between institutions that receive performance funding and those that don't. The latest research examined community colleges in Washington State, but it's part of a series of studies measuring outcomes nationally. State Impact Florida reporter Gina Jordan goes over the findings with FSU Assistant Professor of Higher Education David Tanberg.
What is performance funding in higher education?
Performance funding is a way that states are attempting to hold institutions accountable for certain outcomes. Florida's had an interesting history with performance funding. It has come and gone within the state college system. We now currently have performance funding with universities. It's a fairly traditional system. What makes it a little bit unique is that it also looks at employment outcomes, and it isolates those institutions that don't perform as well as the others. So the bottom three or so, it takes a certain amount of money away from them and redistributes it to the rest of the institutions. That's probably the most controversial portion of the performance funding program here in Florida.
Would you just give us a brief synopsis of your performance funding study?
Overall, we found very little impact on associate's degree completions or on retention rates or on long-term certificates, but we did find a significant positive impact on short-term certificates. A short-term certificate can be completed in less than a year, and it's not a degree, it's a certificate. On average in Washington, they generally don't lead to a salary that's significantly greater than what a high school graduate would receive. And if institutions are ramping up those type of short-term certificates, that's probably a behavior that the Student Achievement Initiative didn't want to incentivize.
So Florida lawmakers have been quoted as saying that performance funding for state universities leads to better outcomes for students and for Florida in general. But your research suggests that's not true.
There is very little, if any, evidence to suggest that it results in better outcomes for students.
And you're talking about how there are some unintended consequences, outcomes that happen in unanticipated ways. Could you just elaborate on some of these unanticipated issues?
So we've seen that institutions will consider things like enrolling higher achieving students in order to improve graduation rates. When we implement a performance funding program, we're asking them to do something different and improve their outcomes. Those things quite often require additional resources. Performance funding may provide an additional incentive, but without additional resources, you can't expect significant differences in things like graduation rates or completions.
President Barack Obama has proposed making community colleges free for the first 2 years for what he calls responsible students. What can you tell us about how performance funding would play into the president's proposal?
So what's interesting about the president's proposal is that for states to participate in the program, they must have a performance funding program. There are multiple reasons to implement a performance funding program. One is to improve performance. That's the most obvious. Another is simply to use it as an accountability mechanism. So at least it's a way of holding institutions accountable. And so in that sense, it kind of makes sense because that's a lot of new federal and state dollars going to community colleges. Now, if the assumption is that the performance funding program is going to actually improve performance, well, that's very questionable.
And you can hear State Impact Florida stories every Monday on WLRN. For more information about performance funding, please visit the State Impact Florida website. From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Andy Wagner.